picking up the account on page 136 and 137, Thursday, January 5th. These are tests of splitting all the types of haptoglobin that were then available, and the gels are really remarkably high quality and are the forerunners of what we later published. So page 137 is all types of splitting, and 1-1, 2-1 modified, 2-1 and the Johnson type, and the 2-2 samples that have been previously purified were dissolved in 8 mole urea and mercaptan ethanol added and iodoacetamide, and then gel was run. The gel was run in 8 mole urea, 0.0501 formic acid, the standard acid gel. And the results are really quite beautiful. There were 2 images, both basically the same. One is just trimmed copy of the other, but the results show beautifully the 1F and 1S and 2 and the different type of gene 2 product from the Johnson phenotype. Of course, at this point we don't yet know what all that means, but the gels are really quite spectacular. Although I wasn't completely satisfied, because I say on these later tests the HV2 is not symmetrical, presumably not, etc., etc. Not quite content ever with perfect gels. But they really are, looking at them now from looking backwards, they are very. It's a very beautiful gel. One was with formic acid, was a January 3rd gel, and one was a January 6th gel, and one was a January 7th gel. I don't know which the image is from, but the it's perhaps understandable on the next page, because this is particularly talking about 1F and 1S. So by now, because of George Connell's work, we really understood that haptoglobin, the 1-1 type, really had 3 different forms. It could be 1F, 1F, or 1S, 1F, or 1S, 1F. And so this is a this gel that was run on January the 6th, Friday, January 6th, of HV1F versus 1S. The gel there was actually the one that was published in George Connell's paper that in 1962. Figure 1 gel is the exactly that one. So it's rather nice to see it in the notebook and in the paper at the same time. The images on the 136 and 137 and were not published. Those are that particular comparison was run in a later gel. But anyway, HV1F versus 1S, we clearly understand now that there are 3 forms of the gene, HV1F, HV1S, and HV2, four forms of the gene, HV1F, HV1S, HV2, HV2 modified, and the Johnson type, but don't yet know what those differences are in terms of structure of the protein. One F and 1S checked on the unsplit protein, and not possible to tell the differences between them on a regular molar urea, formic acid gel, unsplit. The differences are not detectable in this gel. Though later we did find a way of doing it, but only, no, correction, not in the unsplit material. Some more tests on hemoglobin binding of the material. Some rather ineffectual tests on page 143, Saturday, January 28th, 142 and 143 on some different hemoglobins. January 19th, 145, Thursday, some attempts to test SH transfer in 8 molar urea formate. Haptoglobin 2-2 was treated in the usual way with 8 molar urea and mercaptoethanol and iodoacetamide and then various, with or without iodoacetamide, and various checks were made of these mixtures comment that iodoacetamide has no effect. Some gamma globulin made for Lois Kitsey, the lowest gamma globulins on page 147. Back to thinking of polymerizing hemoglobin, a gelation of hemoglobin via polymers, carbodiimide. So trying to couple with bromoethylamine, apparently trying to use to make a cellulose with an amide ethyl bromide side chain. Not obvious why. No coupling, still no coupling, abandoned anyway. And the end of this book is with solvents for fingerprints. So I must have been thinking of beginning to do fingerprints myself because I have made various solvents. Fingerprints. I recollect at that time trying to begin to do fingerprints and being very unhappy with even getting good fingerprints with the hemoglobins. not even getting good electrophoresis with hemoglobin. So I did some work on getting a better buffer to run hemoglobin samples, and that probably will appear in the following books. But here we are ending this book with getting solvents ready for fingerprints and having trypsin, and how to digest and digesting various materials, or just it's basically the recipe to trypsinize and digest and hydrolyze with HCl, etc., and Pauli reactions and different ways of detecting fingerprints. So I'm beginning to think about making fingerprints myself. Book D is ended.